another episode of Dominion Nuggets with Dr. Joseph Parakoy of the Dominion in Christ International, DICI. On this platform, get set for an encounter with God's Word. Expect an impartation and empowerment of the total man by the power of the Holy Spirit. You are created by God to live in dominion and victory all the days of your life. As you listen and believe, your situation will change in Jesus' name. And here now is Dr. Joseph.
I bring the word of God to you today titled, My Birthright Not For Sale. My Birthright Not For Sale. My Birthright Not For Sale. I take my text from Genesis chapter 25 verse 31. Genesis chapter 25 verse 31. Jacob replied, first sell me your birthright. Jacob said unto Esau his brother, sell me this day thy birthright. Jacob was a strategic individual. Jacob believed no pain, no gain. Jacob believed for you to get something, you must pay something. No price, no promotion. And Esau, being the person that he was, went to do work on the farm, went to carry out some activities. He came back and he was hungry. And because he was hungry, he asked Jacob. He said, Jacob, give me your birthright. And Jacob said, my brother, I will give you anything you ask me, but there is nothing for, there should be nothing. For you to get something from me, you must pay something also. And because he said that, Esau did not consider the words of Jacob. Esau sold the birthright for a morsel of meat. Esau sold the birthright and he cried at the end of his life. He regretted it. My birthright not for sale. I read Hebrews chapter 12, verses 16 to 17. See that no one is sexually immoral or is godless like Esau, who for a single meal sold his inheritance. Sold his inheritance, right, as the oldest son. Afterward, as you know, when he wanted to inherit this blessing, he was rejected. Even though he sought the blessing with tears, he could not change what he had done. He could not change what he had done. Esau sold his birthright for a morsel of meal. Esau sold everything. Let me say something to you today. When opportunity comes your way, the devil is a strategic individual. He will want you to lose something of importance for nothing of no significance. And anytime it comes with temptation. So this, my message today, is about realizing what is yours in Christ and determining to contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. Because Christ is Christ. Christ is Lord. And he has a better plan for your life. He gave his life for you so that you can be saved. He gave his life for you so that your life can be changed. So that you can inherit all things in him. But when you deliver those things on the platter of pleasure, you deliver it to Satan, Christ will be unhappy. God will be unhappy and judgment will come. The first thing is this, what is birthright? Birthright is defined as the right, privilege, or possession to which a person is entitled to by birth. The privilege, the possession to which you are entitled to by birth. What does that mean? Because you are a child of God, because you have given your life to Jesus, you are entitled to some rights. You are entitled to some good things because of what you have done. Birthright is something you earn. It's something you received because of your birthright. You didn't earn it. You got it because of your birthright. You didn't work for it. But was imposed, was given to you because of your connection. Because of your birthright, because of your lineage, because of what you came out from, or because of what you got. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, died on the cross of Calvary, shed his blood for you, so that you can have inheritance in the kingdom of God. so that you can have the things of God, so that you can enjoy in the kingdom of God. When you receive Christ into your life, you inherit five things. Number one, you inherit salvation. You inherit salvation. Salvation from sorrow. Salvation from the judgment to come. You inherit eternal life in Christ Jesus. Number two, you inherit the riches of Christ. The riches of heaven. The Bible says, he became poor so that you can become rich. Number three, you inherit the title of Jesus. The Bible says God has given him a name that is above every name, that at the mention of the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. That title, that name begins to work in your life. You become a child of God. You become a priest. You become a king in Christ. The Bible says in the book of Revelation, chapter 5, he says you have been made to be priests with the Lord, to be kings with the Lord. He said we shall reign on the earth. You become a ruler, ruler over sickness, ruler over disease, ruler over demons, ruler over the powers of darkness. You control and you dominate. When you give your life to Jesus Christ, you have the status of the Son of the living God. You become the daughter of God. You begin to live to the glory of God. When you give your life to Jesus Christ, you inherit his possession. Everything that he has, you inherit it. That's why the Bible says, blessed be the Lord, which causeth us always to triumph in Christ Jesus. You possess everything. You inherit all his privileges and everything that he has. Those are the things you inherit in Christ. And when you inherit those things in Christ, you enjoy the things of God. But the devil is not happy. He will come to you to want to take that inheritance from you. He will tempt you. He will try you to want to take that inheritance from you. He will tempt you so that you can lose those things. Esau sold his soul. Esau sold everything just for a pleasure. For a quick pleasure, he sold his destiny. The Bible says in the book of Hebrews, the writer of Hebrews brought up a specific example and the danger of relinquishing one's inheritance. A man named Esau, you see it in Genesis chapter 27. We read about the story. He was an outdoor man. He was a rugged man. He was a man of power. He was a man of wisdom and opportunity. But he lost everything. He lost it because of a morsel of pleasure. 5 minute pleasure, 50 years of pain. 5 minute pleasure, 50 years of sorrow. Why did Esau, why did he lose everything? There are many reasons can be adduced to that. Number one, Esau did not value the things of God. Esau had wrong value for the things of God. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 12 verse 16, lest there be any profane person as Esau, who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright. What does it mean to be profane? To treat something sacred with abuse or contempt. You treat something sacred with abuse or contempt. You don't value the things of God. You don't value things of spiritual things. You value mundane things more than the things of God. Esau valued mundane things of the world more than the things of God. He sold his birthright. When he saw, he was hungry. He was very hungry. And he could smell the taste. He could smell the goodness of the porridge or the pottage that was being cooked or the food being cooked by his brother. His senses took over. His senses took over his emotion and he sold everything. He did not consider what he was doing. He just said, give me some of that chili, brother. And as he said that, for a price, the brother said, nothing for something. Give me your birthright. Now the birthright was Esau's inheritance right. The birthright will have made Esau to enjoy and all his generation for the rest of their life. It was worth a fortune. It will affect his descendants and generation, but he lost it. He gave it out on the platter of pleasure. Let me announce to you today, what have you lost? What have you given out on the altar of pleasure? Because of instant gratification. Number two, Esau lost everything because he preferred instant gratification to the things of eternal. To eternal things. He prefers something of instant gratification. At the moment he spelled that thing, he smelled it, his mind was, I needed it now. I needed it now. Anytime Satan is telling you to get something now, get it now. Be careful, your destiny is at stake. He so surrendered everything because of instant gratification. He surrendered all for the pleasure of the moment. What are you surrendering? What are you giving out? Because of instant gratification. Be careful. You don't let instant gratification wreck your spiritual future.
It is not worth it. The Bible says, what shall it profit a man if he gains your world and he loses his own soul? What shall a man give in exchange for his soul? What will you give in exchange for your soul? What have you lost? What have you given up because of the things of the world? A day is coming when nothing will matter. A day is coming when the only thing that will matter will be the life you have lived here. A day is coming when you will stand before the judgment of God. The Bible says, and I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and that book was opened, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged out of the things which were written in the books, and whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. What are you giving up? What are you giving up for Satan to get money? What are you giving up because of marriage? What are you giving up because of the mundane things? Are you giving up eternal life for what you need? Are you giving up the power of the world to come, the power of the Holy Ghost because of the pleasure of the world? You are giving up the word of God, your conviction, because of the pleasure of the world? You are giving up your personal revelation, your experience with Jesus, because of the pleasure of the world? What shall it profit you if you gain your world and you lose your soul? My friend, you will not live forever. What is it that Satan is trying to get from you? What is it that he wants you to consecrate? He wants you to give unto him. Number one, Satan wants your consecration to the Lord. He wants you to surrender your morals and the lordship of Jesus in your life unto him. Number two, he wants you to surrender your belief in the supernatural God. He wants you to surrender. He wants you to believe that God is not supernatural. He wants you to believe that men are powerful compared to God. Satan wants you to surrender your confidence of heaven. He wants you to lose the desire of heaven. He wants you to think about the things of this world, to think about now rather than thinking about eternity. And the Bible makes us to know you need to hold fast what you have. Hebrews chapter 3 verse 6 says, hold fast the confidence that we have in the Lord. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 4 verse 14, let us hold fast our profession. Hold fast your profession. Let anyone take your crown away. Hebrews chapter 10 verse 23. He said, let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. Revelation chapter 2 verse 25. Only hold on to what you have until I come. Revelation chapter 3 verse 3. He said, remember therefore what you have received and heard. Obey it and repent. But if you do not wake up, I will come like a thief, and you will not know at what time I will come to you. Revelation chapter 3 verse 11 says, I am coming soon. Hold on to what you have so that no one will take your crown. Jesus is asking you today to hold fast to what you have, because a day is coming when everything will be over. A day is coming when you will face the judgment of God. Are you prepared for that day? My brother, my sister, as we are hearing the word today, my friend, what have you lost? What have you given up because of the things of this world? You have surrendered your salvation. You have surrendered your commitment to God. As you go to the Lord in prayer now, you need to tell the Lord, I am sorry. Esau lost everything. If Esau had known that what he was losing would cause generational pain for him, he wouldn't have done it. What do you want to lose because of the things of the world? There is not worth losing anything. It's not worth giving up your salvation. It's not worth giving up your redemption. It's not worth giving up Jesus for the things of the world. Live for Jesus today. If there's any sin in your life, repent now. If you are there, you are a backslider. You have surrendered your salvation. Come back to Jesus now. As you go to the Lord in prayer now, talk to God. Tell the Lord you are sorry. Esau lost it. He sought it with pain. He couldn't get it back again. The devil deceiving you to go into immorality, say no to him. Devil is deceiving you to go and look for money elsewhere because of the things of God, because of the pressure, say no. Don't lose salvation. Jesus is Lord. He's calling you today. Come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Repent now. Tell him to forgive you now. Tell him to forgive you now. Tell him to change your life now. He will change your life. He will solve your problem. He will move your mountain in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, Lord Jesus, I come to you now. Have mercy on me. Forgive me. Cleanse me through your blood. Change my life in the name of Jesus. Anything I've lost, everything I've given up to Satan because of the things of the world, because of pleasure of the world. Oh Lord, have mercy on me. Restore back my salvation. Restore back my joy. In the name of Jesus, I believe it is done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I believe God has heard you. In his mercy, he's going to help you. live for Jesus, obey the word of God. Let them take the old world but give you Jesus. Eternity is better than the things of this world. Life is short, eternity is long. And the Lord will help you as you live for him in Jesus' name. Quickly pray these prayers. Say, powers negotiating my eternity with me, release me and die in the name of Jesus. Powers that want to take me to hell because of the things of this world, release me and die in the name of Jesus. Say, any Pharaoh assigned to reduce my speed in life, I command you, expire in the name of Jesus. Any Pharaoh assigned to reduce my speed in life, I command you, expire in the name of Jesus. Expire in the name of Jesus. Say, altar of mockery and frustration, raise up to checkmate my progress. Scatter in the name of Jesus. Altars of mockery and frustration, raise up to checkmate my progress. Scatter in the name of Jesus. Scatter in the name of Jesus. Altar of mockery and frustration, raise up to checkmate my progress. Scatter in the name of Jesus. Say, every negative statement affecting my destiny, be wiped off by the blood of Jesus. Every negative statement affecting my destiny, be wiped off by the blood of Jesus. Be wiped off by the blood of Jesus in the name of Jesus. Say, pray this prayer very well. Say, powers, powers castrating my glory, die by fire in the name of Jesus. Powers castrating my glory, die by fire in the name of Jesus. Die by fire in the name of Jesus. Say, any limitation set for my rising, scatter in the name of Jesus. Any limitation set for my rising, scatter in the name of Jesus. Scatter in the name of Jesus. Pray this prayer and say it very well. Say, any Pharaoh saying I shall not go far in life, die in the name of Jesus. Any Pharaoh saying I shall not go find life, die in Jesus' name. I believe it is done. My time has come. My time is now. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Father, I pray that as we have asked from you today, answer us by fire in the name of Jesus. I declare that this new week, favor will be our portion in the name of Jesus. Thank you because I know you have answered. Keep us holy. Help us not to compromise, but to take a stand for you and for eternity. Thank you because you have answered. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for hearing this word. Share it with your friend. Keep on living for Jesus. As you live for him, it will bless you more and it will keep you till we see him face to face. In Jesus' name. I am yours in Christ, Dr. Joseph Parakoy. Bye and God bless you.
Thank you for listening to Dominion Nuggets with Dr. Joseph Parakoy of the Dominion in Christ International in the Kingdom of Eswatini, Southern Africa. We believe you have been greatly blessed by this message and on your way to dominion and victory in life. For prayer, counseling, and more information, or you are led to partner with us and keep this regular broadcast on air, please kindly reach us on +268 763 52845, +268 763 52845, or by email info@citrac.org, or via WhatsApp on +27 7192 12413. Stay in the loving grips of Jesus till we come your way again on this same platform. God bless you. Jesus is Lord.